have been missing for several years.
I took that as missing from the property. They're not there anymore. I don't know. This is new sketches or drawing. So.
I took the fact that it said her additions had been missing for several years. I took that as that it was not on the records.
So that's the reason they increased it. But she's saying they can get the impact notice, so she lowered it back. Is the way I took the abatement. Is that
okay? I don't know.
My next concern is the next abatement, 209-247. We approved abatement 209-247, did we not, 2 weeks ago? 209-247, I've got that we approved on November 16th.
Here's the one that we denied for so they can fix it.
No, not that one. We approved it, and they've been sent the bill already.
209-247.
Uh-huh. This was the one that you saw?
Yeah, that was approved as Exhibit A on November 16th.
Can you mail the bill?
Well, that was the one that had the two separate... that one there was... the one that the adjusted value was different than what was presented to you. Mm-hmm. What was presented to you on this paperwork and what was in the system was two different values.
It was changed after we approved it?
Or during the time that is, it was changed between the time the paperwork was printed and you approved it.
But we did approve abatement number by that abatement number 209-247, and the customer sent the bill. Is that correct?
Collector sent the bill, yes, that same day.
So we did approve 209-247, and we approved it by abatement number.
Yes.
Got a headache, Mr. Williams?
No, But yeah, we approved that abatement number, so... Mm-hmm. Is this a new one or is this the same?
It's not the same value that was on the last abatement.
Does it not need a new abatement number then?
I would think it would yes, but I did not write the program.
I understand.
So.
You're the messenger. You don't want us to shoot you? Is that what you're saying?
That's exactly what I'm saying. Now, you approved that abatement number, but the value numbers that you've seen were not the same value numbers that you're seeing today.
But the end res, adjusted res, that's all the same. The adjusted ag.
Your adjusted ag.
12-180, and that here is
your new.
I'm a little up.
If you give me a minute, I will go get the old one. That
I've got it here.
Oh, you already got it? Okay. I did not have
what they're looking at today is what they looked at 2 weeks ago. By the time you got back to the office, printed it out, and handed it to me, I printed the bill. The value had changed. So...
Yeah, we're looking at the exact same thing we looked at last.
So why didn't this print out?
And so whenever I went to print out the bill, ag changed from 12,180 down to 9,800. The reduction in the bill to 55,88.85.
So how did that happen?
So why is this still printing out this number?
It was noted. Who?
It's not normal. Say that. But I checked to make sure that the bill I'm sending out matches the abatement form. So I went over to Wesley and asked him. So we reprinted all of the abatement forms, and it had changed. So from the time you saw it to the time Wesley printed them out, the value had changed. But we decided, from my understanding, that the order was approved, the 209-247. So I printed out the bill and mailed it to the customer. And today's is now going to be an increase to the customer of another $120-some.
Does it show on the computer who made the change?
It does.
And the time it was made.
Yes, it does.
Who made the change?
It was the assessor. It shows the date, not necessarily the time, but the date.
Changes can't be made until...
hold is released.
The hold is released. The hold's not released until the commission...
She changed the hold, though. Not the actual...
I thought software prevented it anyway from being able to do that.
This is what I think we need to do. That the...
Does Ulrich not prevent that from being able to happen?
I can't remove a hold.
I'm the only one that can remove the hold. But she can change the hold that she sent up.
Okay. But it can't be changed unless... Physically it can be changed, but legally can it be changed until the... commission approves or denies the order?
That would be a question with your attorneys.
Legally, the commission is the one.
After the book's closed, the book's closed.
Did Mr. Clark, did the assessor, did you go see if she would come in?
She's not here.
Oh, okay. All right. Thank you.
Thank you for checking on that.
The other abatements on this, I don't have a problem with.
What about the top ones? We want to verify if the notice was sent or not.
I just think that it should be known that we'd be able to look at our records if a notice was sent.
Are you asking? Are you saying we need to do that, or are you saying just know that we can? Are you in the motion for D, are you going to leave out those two, the top two abatement numbers, or just the second abatement number?
On the top one, for the other people that say they didn't get a notice, they need to know if there's a way that the assessor's office can check to where the notice was sent or not. Is a policy going to be if I say I didn't get a notice?
I understand.
Because I've had them call me and say I didn't get a notice. But you can go to the file and you can tell where the notice was sent or not. So is there a policy that...
And then that wouldn't be under erroneous assessment. That would be under clerical error, would it not? So it's even in the wrong spot to do the... I'm asking, I'm not...
Yeah, it's... It kind of falls in the six of one and half a dozen in the other hand. Because a clerical error is also an erroneous assessment. Because it's put in the system wrong that made it erroneous.
Okay. So do you want to hold off on that one and see if we can have them know what their policy is?
She might be in after fall and able to answer that.
Move to approve. The label is Exhibit D. Move to approve Exhibit D except for abatement numbers 209095 and 209247, dated 11/29/21.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Now, are you just going to table those other two?
Yeah, we're not
going to
deny them.
You're just going to table them?
Yep. So it's going to sit there in your system until we can...
Yep. I just wanted to make sure that way I didn't put the wrong thing down.
Yep. Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you.
The last set of abatements I have, well, we still have the first set that I hadn't done, is occupancy, and abatement number is 212165. and it states that this owner's only nightly rental. He was put on 100% commercial, adjusted to meet the BOE decision. So this is the only property this owner owns that's in nightly rental program. So it was supposed to be put at the 2575, and it was placed on the 100% commercial. And this here's to take it to the 2575.
My only comment on that would not be occupancy.
No, it would be, the reason would be, what am I saying? The adjustment of residence or ag or commercial. So it wouldn't be occupancy, it would be a classification change. So does that matter as far as getting it done?
I don't think it's going to matter. Mm-mm. I don't think the title of it would matter.
No.
Table Exhibit E, date 11/29/21. Move to approve Exhibit E.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
And the first one was the add-ons. Did you want to table those until a later date, or?
Yeah, we can come back to them today whenever. We'll be here for a little bit. We don't have a specific time, so we can just go back to them.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Recess. I have 9:30, and we're scheduled for executive session 610-0211 and 3, legal and personnel, upstairs in the conference room, and then we have budget work session after that. 2022 budget work session. So we'll be in recess.